All right, listen, this is the day that the Lord has made. It is March 17th. Can you believe it? We sprung forth, you guys. If you didn't set your clock, go ahead and set it now. It's Wednesday. Listen, it's Wednesday, 11:02, and I'm very excited about what God is doing today. I want to go right into the weather. The weather today is 46 in DC. It is 46 and cloudy. Our high today is going to be 57. We got rain tomorrow, so be prepared for that. Detroit, Michigan, 43 degrees. Your high today is going to be 55, mostly sunny. That's a blessing. London, you are 46, mostly sunny right now. Your high is going to be 48 degrees. Shower 70%, so be prepared for that. Los Angeles, you are 45 degrees and sunny. Your high today is going to be 64, and your sunshine all week long. Let's see. And Miami, 77 degrees right now, partly cloudy, and your high is going to be 81 degrees today, all sunshine. That's awesome. South Australia, you are 70 degrees right now and clear. That's your high. You're going to wake up to 64 degrees, and your high tomorrow is going to be 90, partly cloudy, but mostly sunshine. Kenya, you are 91 degrees right now. That's your high. Thunderstorms all evening, all night until midnight. You're waking up to 73 degrees, and you got 70% thunderstorms tomorrow. Your high tomorrow is going to be 91. Okay, Hawaii, you got showers all afternoon until tomorrow, so be prepared to that. For that, you're waking up at 46 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 59. Puerto Rico, 68 degrees. That's what you are right now, cloudy, and your high is going to be 73 degrees. You're waking up to 61 degrees, all sunshine, but you do have showers right now, so just take an umbrella. Don't mind it. It's warm there. 46 degrees in Portugal. Portugal, you are 46 degrees. I can't wait to come there. You in London, I'm excited. Australia too. 34 degrees. 39 degrees is going to be your high today. You're waking up to 34 degrees. Tomorrow, your high is going to be 45 and 60% chance of rain. If I didn't mention your nation, city, continent, or country, just know, like I always say, God is in control and he has the final say. Come on, somebody. He knows everything about you and he loves you so much. He's going to take care of that thing for you. Believe that. All right, you guys, we're going to take a sponsorship break and then we'll be right back with my interview with Joe Meacham. Yes, he is an executive producer. He is a concert promoter, tour promoter, amazing interview. Over 50 years in the business. He is a legend in these streets, okay? Everybody that knows him, I mean, come on. Jermaine Dupri, him and his daddy. Ricky Walker from the Universal Soul Circus. He's worked with them all. He's friends with them. This interview is so amazing. I just like to give people their flowers while they are alive and well and kicking right now so they can enjoy all of the blessings and how much we appreciate them. So we'll be right back after this sponsorship. Then we're going to go right into Joe Meacham's interview. Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12:1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get in the weight of every loss. Yes, so joining with me right now is Joseph Meacham. Everybody knows him as Joe Meacham. I call him Joseph. Anyway, he's my son's father,
and my ex-husband and those that have been following me with my journey during the 18 years in full-time ministry, you guys have come to know him. You've seen him as my husband, as Emmanuel's dad. Some of you have known him as my manager. Some of you have known him as my friend, even after divorce. And so we've been able to manage to have a wonderful relationship since day one. Things just didn't work out, and so we got a divorce, but we always remain really tight, really close, and very supportive of each other. But I wanted to take this time to have an interview with him because I find his entire life super duper fascinating. So, Joseph, thank you for joining me today.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So, you've had just such an amazing life career-wise. You have been honored in different states. Mayors have given you plaques. I think you have won a key to the city in New Orleans at one point in time. I know that you've done some amazing things. I want to start because there's so many people now in promotion and marketing and things like that, and you are like a pioneer in this. You are one of the legends that is still somewhat working even today. People still seek your counsel for the business even today. You have gone through so many generations of young promoters and old promoters that have started off with you that have been in the business for years as well. I can think of many, Al Wash, Ricky Walker, so many others. But let's talk about your journey. You started off your first concert, because I know you've done Roots. Tell us about that real quick so we can just lay a foundation.
Roots was a, excuse me. I got to get Roots together. Roots was a movie for television, and it was a great movie. It started in back in 1945, and it continued through now, and it was about slaves, and it was just good. It turned out very well, and it got some accolades, and it turned out real great.
Well, that's amazing. I love that. 'Cause that's exciting in itself. So what exactly did you do, you say, for Roots?
Roots, well, I casted the movie with the people in it, and I went out and scaled the community for places of where they could film it, and it turned out real good.
That is awesome. I know. So this was not the movie. This was actually the television series.
Right.
Okay. Well, listen, that's exciting in itself. This was in Savannah, Georgia. And so, yes, you've done some amazing things with that. But let's talk about how you got into promotions. Your very first concert was called Something Fresh. What was that?
The Fresh Fest.
The Fresh Fest. Okay, and tell us who was in the Fresh Fest.
It was quite a few rappers. It was Dougie Fresh, Fresh Prince, and it was quite a few more.
Salt and Pepper, wasn't they in it?
Salt and Pepper was in it. And
wasn't it Run DMC too?
Yeah, Run DMC was in it. So
it was all of the rappers, the hottest rappers in the early 80s, right?
That time, yeah, right.
Okay, so the Fresh Fest. And where was the first state? I think you started in Atlanta?
Yeah, in Atlanta, Georgia.
And so this is where you and Ricky Walker, and I think you were, from what I remember, you were friends, you are friends with Jermaine Dupri's dad.
Yeah, that was James. His name was Mike. Mike Dupree.
Yeah, Mike Dupree. Yep, and you guys still talk to him. I know that you've had a conversation with him sometime before the COVID. So with that, I know that the Fresh Fest was a complete success. What were the numbers? Do you remember?
The numbers were gigantic. They were big. We were selling out places.
Wow. Do you remember how many states that you toured to?
We did about 40 cities.
Wow. 40 cities in the United States. Okay. That's almost every corner, every crevice of this nation. That is amazing. I know that you've done so many. That's how it started. But there's been so many other shows in between. I mean, so many. But with different artists all throughout. I know you've worked with the OJs. I know you've worked with the Stefonics. I know you've worked with Howard Hewitt. You've worked with Mickey Howard and, you know, so many, Sherelle and some of these people you've worked with, Angie Stone, for years and years and years. So many. I can't even think. What's her name? Betty White. Yep, and so many others. But I want to talk about how you got into the gospel plays. This was another big blessing for you. Tell us about your first play and how that got started.
The gospel plays, okay, you got to hold up a minute.
Your first one, I think, was My Grandmother Prayed for Me.
Yeah, My Grandmother Prayed for Me was my first gospel play.
And that was written by playwright Adrian Williamson. And you were actually partners with, what's his name? I can't even. What's your partner's name?
For which one?
Dave Rubin.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Dave Rubin was your partner, so it was you, Dave Rubin, and Adrian Williams. It was you and Adrian, and you brought Dave in it, right?
Right.
Yep, you brought Dave in it, because he wasn't doing play.
No, he wasn't.
He was doing go-go and small stuff in D.C., right?
Right.
Okay, so then you brought him in, and so you guys did My Grandmother Prayed for Me. Do you remember what state it was in?
Grandma Prayed for Me was in some part of Georgia. I can't remember exactly when, where, but it was in Georgia.
And how was that? What were the numbers? Were you pleased with the first date?
Oh yeah, I was very pleased.
So this play went on for like two or three more years, right?
For 2 years.
For 2 years, you guys toured all over the United States. Washington, D.C., Detroit, a lot of the southern markets you guys went.
Major cities. We did 100 cities.
100 cities. And then your next gospel play was what? Do you remember?
No, I can't.
Okay. Why Do Good Girls Like Bad Boys? You had this tour for 2 years, and the playwright for that was Angela Barra, right?
Right, out of Detroit.
Out of Detroit, and it was her and Lizzie, her partner.
Lizzie Berry.
And they wrote this play, and I'm telling you, that's when me and you met, because you were in Washington, D.C. with the play for 2 weeks, y'all did. Right. Dates for 2 weeks. Who heard? You don't even hear of that anymore, Joseph. You don't hear about people doing plays for 2 whole weeks, and you guys sold out every single night. You did dates in Detroit for 2 weeks. You did dates in Off-Broadway in New York for 2 weeks. And you were sold out all the time. So after that, things kind of in the market kind of changed a little bit with the gospel plays, right?
Right.
How would you say that they changed a little bit? What was the major thing that changed the whole game?
With the plays, was just that... I don't know. We got kind of dead because people started losing interest in them. You know, they had seen them, and you know, the play people, they just lost interest in them, and it sort of died out.
Yeah, and that happens a lot. So then you started from there because you always kept reinventing the whole game. You guys always thought of so many things. I know that you were one of the you helped with the brainstorming of what we now know as Universal Soul Circus.
Right, that's Cedric Walker, the Universal Soul Circus.
And tell everybody how that started. You guys was on sitting down, just chilling and chatting, and what happened?
Right, and he said, let's start a circus. And so we started the circus, and it's been doing good.
Ever since. This has been amazing. This man has had so many different experiences in a lifetime. I know that when we were married, we traveled a lot, and it was always some kind of play, always some kind of show. He's done promotions and produced concerts and things like that everywhere, anywhere from Tony Braxton to Anthony Hamilton to who else can you remember?
Oh, quite a few.
So many that we can't even name. I'm talking about big numbers. And
Ross, Diana Ross, let's see, it was Mickey Houston. It's just, I can't name them all.
Yeah, Mickey Howard, so many you've done. And just big, from stadiums to small markets, like in theaters, you've done it all, and you've sold out quite a few. So what is it like, though, when something just bombs? How can a promoter regroup themselves after they thought that something was going to take off and it doesn't? Maybe because of the timing, maybe it's because of the weather, maybe it's because, you know, that market didn't want that artist. How do a promoter regroup from that?
He just got to regroup and start all over again. Probably get another market. Another market would be better.
So what advice would you give a youngin' that's trying to get into this game and they came into, you know, $20,000? What would you advise them if they want to get into this market? What would you advise them to do?
To come up with some more money.
Is it important also to have relationships?
Yes.
What is the most important relationship a promoter should have? Is it the theater manager or the lights who should they really have relationships with? What's the most important one?
Radio.
Ooh, radio. That's super important. Why you say that?
We need radio to promote the play, to promote whatever you're doing.
So who should they get in contact and rub elbows with in radio?
People at the radio station.
Like the marketing manager or who?
Yeah, the salesperson.
Wow. Well, listen, I don't want to hold this man up. He is, we could go on and on and on. I wish that we were around a couple of his promoter friends. I love hearing them talk. He never knows this, but I'll be sitting up trying to catch an earful and take it with me because it's so good. It's such good wisdom and principles that you can take in any business that you're in. But just this wisdom from this man is from experience and just life, just learning through the years of what to do and what not to do. So is there any final words of wisdom you would like to give the listeners today?
Yeah, just continue to map out your project you're doing grab some good people around you. You know, other promoters or other people who want to promote, you know, and just put it on.
I love it. He said that's the best way to do it. All right, you guys, this has been Joseph Meacham with me right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And you guys know him as Joe Meacham. We are right here in Savannah, Georgia, and I had to take advantage of getting this interview from him. Thank you so much, Joseph.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
All right, I love that man. That is my best friend. I'm telling you. Listen, we're getting ready to, if you didn't get anything from that, you can listen to it on the archive again. And just, you know, I'm telling you, get connected, you guys. It's so important that God connects you with wisdom, knowledge and understanding, people that have the wisdom in something that you're interested in, or those that have the experience. And this man has over 50 years experience. He's worked with gospel artists such as Ja'Kalen Carr, Kiara Shear, Dietrich Haddon on a regular basis, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Dr. Bobby Jones, so many, the Clark Sisters, Commission. He's worked with everybody. Kim, Leon, the actor, Howard Hughes, I can go on, and Sherelle, DMX, the 69 Boys. I mean, it can go from one space to another in the music industry. He's done it. He was best friends with Marvin Gaye. And I mean, just the stories, oh my gosh. And not just from him, but just even his associates, his business affiliates that knew him through the years, always confirm it and can testify of just how Joe Meacham has just maneuvered in the America in this industry. It's just so amazing. When I first met him, he was friends with Run from Run DMC, and you know, good friends with them. They were talking on the phone. Dietrich Haddon, he had him call after we had my son, and he prayed for him, my son, over the phone. I mean, just things like that. I mean, it's just jewels in the earth. You never know who you're entertaining, who you come across. And that's why I like to give their flowers now and just show appreciation and gratitude for all of the fires that they had to put out, all of the hurdles that they had to jump over, everything that they had to deal with to pave the way for you to come up and be able to take on the mantle and the baton and move it forward from there. So whatever business it is, ask God to connect you with those that have the experience, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the will and desire to teach you and impart into you. That's my advice to you today. But I haven't gotten done with a ministerial moment yet. I'm pushing it over to the side because I'm multitasking right now. So we'll have ministerial moment later on in the show. But right now we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to go into my friend, my sister, Minister Arthur Nicole, two-time published author, Nicole Atkinson. She's going to be giving us in his presence. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit. Learn to go deeper into His presence. Understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. And learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hello, everyone. It's Tara Carissa Hodges. I am so excited. I am speaking so much life, happiness, joy, and abundance all over you. And now you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hello, and welcome to this month's
devotional in his presence. I am so happy to be with you as always. And I'm super excited about what God is going to reveal to us during this segment. If I had to title, which you know I always do, this segment, it would be Let It Go. The Lord has been dealing with me about that, let it go. And one day, last week, he brought me to this scripture in Luke 9 and 3. And I'll be reading from the translation of the Passion Bible. And it says here, take nothing extra on your journey. Just go as you are. Don't carry a staff, a backpack, food, money, not even a change of clothes. Wow. Now listen, the backdrop on that is Jesus was talking to his disciples. He was preparing them for their journey with him. And he wanted them to understand that they needed nothing, not to take any extras on this journey. He says, we're going to go as we are. Don't carry a staff, a backpack, food, money, change of clothes, things that we think we need. You're not going to need these things. He says, well, how does that translate for us today? Well, today, for those of you who say they're walking with Christ, we're carrying too much stuff, things that we don't need. And Jesus' instructions are just as such. Take nothing and go as you are. Very clear instructions. Then why do we keep trying to pack our problems on our journey? He said, take nothing extra on your journey. Why? Because when you walk with Christ, you don't need anything but to trust him. You see, we walk by faith. He was teaching the disciples this principle from the onset. You want to know, can we put away our stuff and just follow him? You don't need what you're carrying for this journey. It's weighing you down. That's what Jesus was talking to me about. He says, the stuff you're carrying, daughter, it's weighing you down. You're carrying stuff that was you were not meant to carry. He said, if you're following me, you're on this journey, you need to come along this journey with me. Light, keep it loose, don't have a bunch of extra stuff, because you just really won't need it. And some of those things we're carrying is worry, anxiety, family, friends, our work, our responsibilities, and it becomes almost a backpack or a suitcase or a haul. You know, you're hauling stuff and you're not able to really be effective in your ministry. And we are all called to ministry. We're not able to be effective witnesses to people because we're so weighed down. And so if I can tell you, God wants us to be free to move and to minister from a place where we're not weighed down, where we're not bogged down by all of our issues and things that we're dealing with. We got to really get to a place where we're trusting God and we're simply letting go. We're simply letting go. And so I will challenge you this month as we head into Easter and the resurrection, let some things go. Arise with newness in your spirit and allow yourself to be free from whatever is weighing you down. Take the time. Go back and read Luke 9. And as he's preparing his disciples, as he's given them simple instructions about what it's going to take to follow him and to become disciples. So if I can just pray over you, I would love you to say this prayer. Father, help me to see that I'm carrying things that don't belong on my journey. Teach me how to leave it at the altar and to never pick it up again. Help me to see the journey the way you have laid it out. I remove my own preconception of what it should be like. I surrender to your plans and take no extra stuff with me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Believe that prayer.
receive that prayer that you need to take no extra stuff with you, that this journey should be light and airy and refreshing, and allow God to use you in such a way where Christ can be demonstrated in the earth. So listen, I just love this this devotional time with you, and I can't wait to share with you in April. But right now, March, I want you to let it go, all right? Listen, you know, I'm cheering for you. If you want to reach out and want to get it, connect with me, you can connect with me at Nick_Purpose, and that is on LinkedIn. And you can connect with me on Facebook at Nicole Atkinson. And then also you can email me if you want to, you know, just privately. That's NicoleAtkinson.com. That's my website and access to emailing me directly. So listen, I truly enjoy this time with you. Until next time, know that I'm cheering for you.
Well, I love In His Presence. So bomb. Okay, you guys, I'm with you. I am with you. I'm with you. These were great segments. Listen, we're going to take a commercial break before I get into a ministerial moment. Yeah, I had to switch some things around, you guys, but that's okay. You're hanging with me. That's all that matters. And then I'll go right into what's on my mind. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order this series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs.
Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
We're just going to say whatever you want. And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hello, I'm Eddie LaVert. I'm with the OJs. And whenever I need some medical attention, whenever I need any kind of attention, whenever I need something for my ears, for my heart, for my soul, I tune in to Dr. Gina's Radio Show.
I love it. I love it.
I like that. Let's just keep it like that.
We're going to, but can you just say Dr. Gina's Radio Chat?
Radio Shack, right?
Yeah, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Chat.
Chat, like chatting, like having a chat. We're chat. Talking chat, chat, yeah.
All right, go for it.
I love it here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yes.
Outstanding. I'm getting shivers.
All right, that was Eddie LaVert. I love Eddie LaVert. Y'all, I'm sorry on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm sitting up here talking to Instagram about me when we get back to when we get to getting together in person, I said, I think I'm going to keep wearing my tennis shoes and get me, you know, keep wearing those cute little sweat outfits that they're making now. I'm telling you, because I just feel like that's where I'm at right now. And I love it. Anyway, this is Ministerial Moment. Shout out to Eddie LaVert. Thank you for that. You always give great interviews, and you are a friend and family to Dr. Gina's radio chat. All right, listen. All right. My ministerial moment today is about moving by the Holy Spirit. Now, I was on Clubhouse. If you guys are not on Clubhouse, go ahead and get the app and join me on Clubhouse. I love Clubhouse. Clubhouse is so much fun. It's so anointed. I'm in this room. Her name is Prophetess Nikita. She has this room that's a prayer room that's 24/7. And I'm serious. When I tapped into that room, I have been there. That's why my voice is like this. It has been amazing. I love it because just connecting with other followers, believers of the gospel, just, you know, moving by his spirit. And one of the topics was moving by his spirit. And so I just happened to read, I've been reading in the books of Acts, and my chapter yesterday was Acts 16. And so when I was reading it, it was talking about, well, all of Acts pretty much is talking about the Holy Spirit, because that was when the Pentecost happened, and people were getting filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues and all of that stuff. So, I mean, the book of Acts is about that pretty much. But I was just reading in chapter 16. And it was a part in there where Paul and Luke said he was with them, because Luke wrote this part. He said Luke said that he was with them, and the Holy Spirit prevented them to go, and I'm paraphrasing, like two or three other countries, prevented them from going to these countries to minister the gospel. Okay? And I said, wow. You know, and they obeyed. And so because they obeyed, the Holy Spirit was able to then give them a vision. Paul got a vision, and the vision was for them to go to Malaysia. And so they went, and they were confident, and they went boldly, and they spread the gospel there. They preached the gospel there. My thing is, what God was showing me, too many of us in the body of Christ, because it's in the name of Jesus, we just do what we want to do. We're not moving by the Holy Spirit. We're not allowing him to tell us where to go, how to go, what time to go. We're not allowing him to do that. And so, therefore, a lot of us get roadblocked, or we get, opposition attacks coming up against us, because we're not allowing the Holy Spirit to tell us where to go and where not to go. So it might sound like a good idea, but how many know that God knows all things? And he told us to not lean on to our own understanding, our own desires, what somebody else want, what I think, what somebody else think. Lean not on to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy ways, all of it, and he will direct your path. And that's what Paul and them realized in Acts chapter 16. They knew that when the Holy Spirit prevented them, it said the Holy Spirit prevented them from going. Okay, that means that they were in tune with the Holy Spirit, and they were obedient to the Holy Spirit. How many of us have gone somewhere and ministered the gospel, and God didn't even send us? It's so many people that are not sent. I think in the Old Testament, it talks about the prophets that were not sent. It's people that are saying things, doing things, you know, and trying to be something, you know, and they're not being led by the Holy Spirit. So I just want to encourage you that it's very imperative that you literally are moving by the Holy Spirit. If he tells you and prevents you from going someplace, don't go. It, you know, it's like so many times we want it so bad, we'll fight up against the Holy Spirit. The Bible says to quench not the Holy Spirit. And what we do when we quench the Holy Spirit is not obeying the movement of the Holy Spirit. So it might sound like a good idea, and you might have told everybody your plans, and you might have told everybody, you might have put the flyer up, you might have talked about it on your podcast, but if the Holy Spirit said don't go, baby, you better not go, because I'm telling you, you open up yourself to all kind of demonic attacks, and you don't want that. You know, car trouble can happen. Airline issues could happen. You open curses on your family, your household. You go there, then you come back, and somebody threatened to cut something off, or somebody you thought you had favor in something, and it didn't work out. I mean, you know, why open up the door to any of that? Because how you do that is when you come into agreement with your flesh, which is in opposition, like the enemy. The enemy is in opposition, and if you're moving by your flesh and not by the spirit, if you're moving by your intellect and not by the spirit, then you are actually in opposition of God's will. And I love it, because when they waited and they obeyed the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit not just told them, but they had a vision. I mean, you can't get no clearer than that. When the Holy Spirit, when God gives you a vision, you know what I'm saying? Then you know, it says that they went on to Malaysia knowing that this was the targeted area to preach the gospel. I mean, they said that they went with confidence, knowing that they were in right standing. I want to go wherever the Holy Spirit is. I don't care what I want to do. I don't care who's trying to link me up in a click, networking and all that. Sound like a good idea, but is it God's will? Is Holy Spirit going to be there? Is Holy Spirit going to be with me while I'm going? If he ain't in it, I don't want it. And I'm going to tell you now, I don't have a problem with saying I was wrong. I can say, you know what, I thought it was God, but it wasn't, and just go ahead and take that on flyer on down and tell everybody that I'm not going to be there. You know what, I'm telling you, you know, we worry about so many other things that's not important, but God rewards those that diligently seek him and want to be in right standing with him. I mean, he would rather you be wrong and confess it so he can bless you. I'd like to think that the moment that you admit, you know what, I thought I got that right, but I didn't. You know, Holy Spirit tried to tell, oh, how many times have we said, you know, something told me not to do that. Holy Spirit told you not to do it. Holy Spirit told you not to go. Holy Spirit told you not to get that number out. Holy Spirit told you that, but you did it anyway, leaning on to your own understanding, trying to please somebody else, trying to connect your own ambition and not God's will. It is so important that if you say you are a follower of Jesus Christ and a believer of the full gospel, it is so imperative that you move by the Holy Spirit. It's no other way. I mean, you gotta learn who you're serving. You know, he says the move by spirit is not by might nor by power, but it's by his spirit, says the spirit of the Lord, not Dr. Gina, not Dr. Prince, but that's what God is saying. He said, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by his spirit. So whenever you go to certain places and the Holy Spirit and try to block you from going, people like to blame it on the devil. Chad, let me tell you something. That's another thing out of that passage. It's not always the devil. It's the Holy Spirit telling you not to do it. He's blocking you from doing. Thank God for his mercy and his grace and his protection. I'm telling you the truth. I mean, really, every single time, and when I was in the world, that something told me not to do it, and I learned later it was the Holy Spirit. Oh my goodness. I wish I had a listen, because that's why I said, dang, something told me not to do it, because it didn't turn out right. And that's the problem. I mean, you want things to move smoothly and be in confidence, knowing that you are in right standing with God, moving by his spirit. That's how you're going to be successful. People only, okay, now let's say, for instance, you go somewhere and it's on your own understanding and you're moving by your flesh, your own intellect, my reasoning, all of that, my desires, people pleasing, whatever it is, you're operating in the flesh. So you know what you're going to penetrate to people? You know what you're going to impart into them? Flesh. That's why it's so many services now that's so full of flesh. People are crying and weeping emotionally, and they're not getting delivered by the Spirit of God. Because when the Spirit of God comes upon people, they are healed. Read the book of Acts. The Holy Spirit came upon them. People were healed. People were raised from the dead. People were speaking in tongues. People were unified. There was no lack. I mean, this is when we are moving by the Spirit, there is great kingdom benefits from that. So whenever you do something on your own, you know, you're being selfish. You're actually promoting you. And what you're going to do is it's going to sound like Christ. It's going to look like Christ, but it ain't going to be Christ, because Holy Spirit told you not to go and you went anyway. So I want to encourage you that if you feel a hesitation, roadblocks, listen, you can pray and see God. He wants you to know, you know, what's him and what's not. And if it's the devil, go to war on him through the blood of Jesus Christ. But if it's not, and it's the Holy Spirit yielding you, then you need to follow suit as a soldier, as a servant of God. You never want to move without your commander's authority. You never go around the authority of God. You never move around it. You never disobey it. You have to, if you say that you are a follower, I love it because Jesus said, and I'm going to leave it at that, Jesus said, I don't say nothing and I don't do nothing unless my Father tells me to. Now, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ and the full gospel, I don't even have to say nothing else. Let that marinate in your soul. If he ain't say it, tell you to say it, don't say it. If he didn't tell you to do it, don't do it. If he didn't tell you to go, don't go. I don't care where you at in it. I don't care if you fully invested. You done put thousands of dollars in it. If he tell you don't do it, you better turn back the hand of time and pull out. And I don't care what the loss is, but out of your obedience and your submission to being corrected, I promise you, whatever you think you lost, God will reward you double for that. I speak that into existence now. So don't let the devil make you feel like you're afraid. Don't let him put fear in you that, oh, I'm going to lose everything. Let me tell you something. You're going to gain so much more if you just willingly humble yourself and say, I was wrong. I thought I was supposed to put this thing together. It's too many issues around it. I'm not doing it. We'll put it off. If God want me to change the date, I will. If he don't, then we just not going to do it. Maybe it's the speakers. Maybe it's the business partner. Maybe it's the place that you wanted. Maybe it's just you ain't ready yet. How about that? It might be that you're just not ready yet and you trying to move ahead of God. I'm telling you, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by his Spirit. Remember when they tried to make the Tower of Babel, okay? He tore it down, okay? Can't do that without God. You can't. Thank God for his grace and mercy when you made it out unharmed, you know? But don't keep trying, God. Don't keep trying him. That's my word of the day. That is ministerial moment and what's on my mind. I saved this segment for last because I was multitasking, y'all. And I just thank you guys for listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. I love you guys for tuning in. I love the fact that you guys have been rocking with me for 5 years on BBS Radio. I'm so thankful. You guys can go and download the app, bbsradio.com. You can get the app. You can also go on Alexa and say, hey, Alexa, play BBS Radio .com, station number one. Or you can go on Google and say, hey Google, play Doug. Go on Google and say, hey Google, play Gina's radio chat. There you go. And it'll play the show. Or you can go on my bio if you on my Instagram, click on the link and you can listen. You never know who's gonna be joining me live on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Go through my timeline, check out the archives. You'll hear interviews from Mickey Howard, Angie Stone, Leon, Kiara Sheard, Ja'Kaylin Carr, Pastor Shirley Caesar. I can go on. You guys has been rocking with me, you know. You never know who's going to be live with me on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Tune in, tell a friend, and also live healthy, live home, live in your destiny. I'm loving you always right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Until next week, next Wednesday, same time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm loving you. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's radio chat.